It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
On Wednesday, the chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission testified before the U.S. Congress in a four-hour session which few Barbadians might have known about or found the time to follow. If Chairman Gary Gensler had received one-third of the grilling he got on Thursday in a British parliamentary system, most likely his resignation would be on the desk of the Prime Minister the following day. The hearing was relevant to the pockets of ordinary Barbadians and Americans because it demonstrated deep concerns that an unelected government official can make rules and implement positions that have not been adopted in law by the government of the day. And this ought to be a concern to any citizen. Good day and welcome to today's edition of Blockchain Business, where we look at global issues which could affect the ordinary Barbadian citizen. Much like the Financial Services Commission in Barbados, which regulates non-banking services and companies such as credit unions, the Securities Exchange Commission in the United States regulates financial institutions, which include companies engaged in crypto assets, such as cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, and decentralized finance. The latter, a form of automated financial services like earning and lending. In the 2 years as chairman of the SEC, Chair Gary Gensler has overseen more than 50 rules, twice as many or more than his predecessors. And in Congress on Thursday, he was repeatedly accused of waging a war against crypto assets companies without the supporting legislation passed by Congress. To be blunt and specific, making his own rules and enforcing these rules by taking companies to court or threatening to do so. Congress, which is majority Republican, is concerned Gensler is chasing companies abroad, which undermines the competitiveness of the United States in a key area of innovation and services which ordinary citizens benefit from. It was discovered from his testimony that although Gary has taught a course at the famous Massachusetts Institute of Technology, he has absolutely no practical experience in crypto assets and cryptocurrency subject matter. Blockchain technology has been recognized as one that continues to disrupt existing industries like real estate, the legal profession, accountancy, banking and finance, and others. Rather than relying on dollars, slowly moving parts, high costs, and low privacy standards, there are more than 40 million Americans and millions elsewhere in low-income countries such as Nigeria and Vietnam who own and trade in cryptocurrencies. The Republicans in Congress are so upset with Gary Gensler that Representative Warren Davidson has tabled a bill that would do away with the SEC chairman's post, essentially fire him and have an executive director reporting to a board. This legislation will not pass, given the dissenting voices with Democrats. The congressional hearing, however, appears to raise several issues. That clear policy and legislation is required in industries that affect the pockets of millions of people. In Barbados, that might represent several hundreds who quietly tap away on their computers. Another issue is that ideally, policy and legislation in crypto assets should not be a political, ideological, or partisan issue because it can positively affect the livelihoods of ordinary citizens and possibly government and business. That rules should not be enforced through speedily by regulators lacking in the basics of experience. Rather, as Republicans in Congress want, a thorough series of conversations that include participation of alternative thinkers and specialists with experience in fields of blockchain and crypto assets. One thing we know for sure, the world is changing rapidly, for worse or best, and technology is very much at the forefront of these changes. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, on the Stockholm Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hall provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.